Here's a fun fact. There are enough gay square dancing clubs in America to merit their own convention. About 800 people have converged in Philadelphia for 5 days of do-si-do and promenade as part of the 36th annual convention of the International Association of Gay Square Dancing Clubs. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has more.
Back in the early 1990s, Marilyn Warmerdam was in her 20s, and she called up some old friends that she hadn't seen in a long time.
And they said, "You can't see us unless you come out on Tuesday night to square dancing." And I said, "Square dancing? I play softball and I play rugby. I'm not square dancing."
That was then. This is now. Warmerdam, who goes by the nickname Zip, is a square dance caller.
"My name is Zip and I am from right here in Philadelphia."
Calling a square dance is a lot like solving a moving puzzle. It's Warmerdam's job to tell the dancers where to go, what to do, and whom to do it with.
"My job as a caller is to make sure the dancers are having fun. Technically, you want to get them moving, have good flow to your choreography, and get them back to where they started with the person they started with. Not technically, you want them to have a lot of fun and hoot and holler and kick up their heels."
This is gay square dancing, which has an added challenge. In traditional square dancing, men are partnered with ladies, and usually they wear matching colors so that the caller can visually keep track of who the partners are. But in gay square dancing, partners are not traditionally gendered, and their clothes don't match, so the caller has to keep track in her head who is partnered with whom.
Here it's like, okay, Jimmy's dancing with Johnny, and Mary's over here with, you know, whoever. And you have to write it all down, and it's challenging.
Another caller at this convention is Betsy Gatta. She's been doing this for 57 years. And over the decades, she has seen the ups and downs of square dancing. She saw popularity spike during the urban cowboy fad of the 70s and 80s, and then she noticed a lot of gay people coming on the scene.
"A lot of gay people were looking for places to socialize other than the bars and the bathhouses. Square dancing provided a good, healthy alternative to that without any pressure about going home with somebody. There was a lot of younger dancers through the 90s.
There are not a lot of younger dancers at this convention. People tend to skew older, like 50 and over. This is an international convention, so there are people from Japan and Europe, and Warmerdam says there are also a lot of straight dancers.
"It's a sense of community. And it's not just with the gay people, it's the straight people, the mom who comes in who has the gay son, the grandparents, the neighbors of the gay couple, you know. They want to know more about the community, and so they'll see us in Pride, and they'll go, well, they look like they're having fun. Let me go check that out."
The convention of gay square dancing continues through Sunday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.